Exercise 3. Page 63.
With prices constantly rising, many families are really feeling the pinch these days. But other issues are important too. These days, consumers are being encouraged to follow the principles of the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle, which of course has an effect on both the environment and our pockets. I would like to show you how you can combine thinking about the environment and other social and ethical issues with saving some hard-earned cash. To begin with, let's consider the family car. Most families have a car, and many people could not imagine life without one. It's all very well saying people should only use public transport, but that isn't so practical or cheap if you have a large family. So, although running a car can take quite a chunk out of your budget, you could probably save quite a bit by following a couple of simple rules. For instance, your car will be much more efficient if you keep it well maintained and always making sure your tire pressure is at the right level. In the long run, this will reduce your spending on petrol. When it comes to the house, as my dear old gran used to say, waste not, want not. What's good for the environment is also good for your wallet. Don't leave lights on, and don't leave electrical equipment on standby. Leaving the TV, DVD player and other such equipment on standby eats up a lot of electricity. Also, make sure that any new electrical goods that you buy are energy efficient. On the subject of shopping, British supermarkets do offer good value for money on food generally. In fact, some people even argue that food is too cheap. Where the supermarkets do fall down, though, is that food is packaged in such a way that you could end up buying more than you need and wasting it. If you buy vegetables loose, you can just buy what you will actually use. When it comes to clothing, there are plenty of shops with cheap clothes. People are concerned that this is because clothes manufacturers use cheap labour and even employ children. This can be true of both cheap clothing or expensive clothes, and the ugly truth is that the consumer is given very little information about how the clothing has been produced. Some of the retail outlets have been a bit more forthcoming with information recently, and I hope this practice will spread over time. But as it is, and until the situation changes, there really is no ethical difference between the cheaper companies and the pricier ones. To finish, I want to talk a little about the annual holiday. This has become a major drain on a family's resources in recent years. The trend to travel abroad grew when cheap package holidays were on offer. We began to take it for granted that each summer we would fly off to somewhere hot and sunny where the weather was guaranteed. However, prices have increased, and when we are looking to cut back on our expenses, we should consider whether we really need to go abroad. I think we tend to forget what a lovely country we live in and how high the quality of the tourist facilities in Britain are. Lots of people from abroad enjoy holidays here, so perhaps it's time we started to make the most of it too. For a long time, our society has celebrated wastefulness and looked down on people who are careful with money as mean and miserly. This has to change in the interests of the environment and for the good of our families. The less we waste, the more we have for the things we really need. Remember, making savings just needs a little thought.